Okay, enough navel gazing. Let's talk about Kyle Rogers.
The walls are closing in, so thin, squeezing all the life out. The tunnel vision scars memoirs. A spiral through the night, and it hurts so bad. But it doesn't hurt enough. It's still above the baseline. The darkness comes and goes, but now it's standing strong. It's moving up the incline. And as the pressure grows, the steam whistles on. Don't wanna have to resign. So I get the bottle out, off the top, and pour some liquid starshine.
I like this song a lot more than people on the board seem to. I like the rhythmic pattern on the acoustic guitar. It's got some sort of nice hammered-on melodic sort of bits that are added to the strumming pattern and I think make it sound really interesting. And I was talking about those falsetto shifts he does. Like, he's singing along and he just goes up an octave sort of randomly and then comes back down and goes into his falsetto. And I think that sounds really cool and really effective. And there's some great stuff in the lyrics. Like, there's a line that goes, "And it hurts so bad, but it doesn't hurt enough. It's still above the bass line." And then later in the song, as it goes to the end, it goes, "And it hurts so bad, more than enough. It's way beyond the bass line." I don't know, I just thought that was really cool. But what kind of makes this song sound a little bit weird and a little bit wrong is that there are these words that he emphasizes in kind of an exaggerated, over-the-top sort of way. It doesn't really fit in with the overall sort of darker mood of the song. It actually sounds like a little bit comical. And I think, like, if he were to tamp down some of those emphasized, like, yelped-out sort of words and phrases, it would really help. And this was a really intriguing song for me. Like, I tried to figure out what the lyrics were about. There's a lot of good stuff to hear there. Even though it's like 4.5 minutes long, I probably listened to the song like 5 or 6 times. And I think Kyle Rogers has a lot of potential. And I hope he, you know, becomes a Songfight regular and joins the boards, because I'd like to hear more of his songs and I'd want to, you know, be able to read the lyrics. So if you're listening, Kyle, which you're probably not, get on the boards.
Right on, man. Keep on doing it. Sounds great. I liked it a lot. I didn't think I would. You know, sometimes on Songfight, the length is intimidating. The 4 minutes, you go, oh, geez, what is this, an epic? You know, I liked the progression. I thought the guitar was well played and had some feeling in it. It was loose. I'd like to hear that. There's like two guitars on it. I'd like to hear them a little clearer and better played. But I liked what it was doing. It had a great vibe to it. And I thought the melodies were good and the harmonies were good, you know, kind of accenting the main voice. I thought those were well done. It's certainly a good idea. They felt legitimate, you know. But I had a problem, too, with the... I just wrote down, I said, the behind. Like, he's like, I'm going behind. I'm like, just soften it a little bit or something.
Yeah.
Something the delivery was a little... not aggressive, but, I don't know, a little too electric for this or something. I'd like to hear it softened, you know. A little more painful, like David Gilmour or something, you know. Put a little cloud vibe, you know. But I liked the motion of the song. I like what it felt like. It had a nice rhythm, the flute, you know, hippy-dippy, like flowing like a river type thing. It was just kind of moving along with these good vocals that could be pained a little bit, is maybe a bit worse. But I really enjoyed the song. Keep at it, Kyle, please.
Yeah, keep at it. But I think he's singing too long in that lower register. I think that lower register is a little too low for his voice. I mean, he's hitting the notes and everything. He's able to sing it, but I don't think it's an ideal sort of a sound for his voice. And when he sings that same part, you know, the next verse with another voice an octave up behind the lead, I think that other voice an octave up sounds a lot better. So, like, maybe the low register singing should have been a backing vocal and the octave should have been the lead. Again, we're making his song for him and we shouldn't do that. But I think it might have been a better choice.
You know, maybe if he does listen or, you know, hear this or whatever, maybe he'll still, well, maybe I'll try that, or you know, screw you guys, I'll do something else. But
well, since he did both, it's I'm sure it was like an artistic choice for him to do the low register, or maybe I guess that's the other thing. Maybe he just thinks he sounds great in that lower register, when I think an octave up sounds better for his voice.
Well, certainly he's got to take the chances, you know. You got to be risky. It's sometimes it pays off, you know. I think I'm a testament to that. I've had a couple of moments where things don't sound like you know, someone throwing a cat in a fire or something. You know, but
you gotta go for it.
You do. You know, give it some gusto.
There's no stakes. No stakes at all. So just go for it.
You know, I'll try again. Or, you know, adjust so when you do the right thing. It works. You can't jump over the table. Well, you jump over the chair or whatever.
Other than all that, those octaves are not harmonies. They're just octaves. So I don't think it really meets the optional challenge. Not that it matters. But I thought it was better than average G and G. But, you know, so it's good.
Yeah, Floyd it up, man.
Yeah,